شهید خوب کیه ماما؟ شهره پیرانی هستم، 33 سال سن دارم.
My name is Shohreh Pirani. I'm 33 years old. I was born in the city of Abdanan, west of Iran. Abdanan is a Kurdish city in Ilam province. I have a master's degree in political science. I got my BA from the University of Tehran and my MA from Allama Tabatabai University. My life with Dariush Reza-i Nejad lasted 11 years, from the 17th of July the year 2000 to the 23rd of July 2011, and it was great. I'd known Dariush since I was a third grader in primary school and he was a fifth grader. He was my brother Shahram's classmate. I heard about him as early as then. Dariush and my brother competed for grades in school. My aunt's husband was their teacher in the fifth grade. Then in secondary school, Dariush passed two grades in one year and became my uncle's classmate. He and my uncle were very close and he was talked about a lot in our house. Moreover, my father was the principal of Dariush's school. Dariush somehow stood out in our city as someone who had passed two grades in a year and was always a top student with no exception during his school years. I always wanted to marry an academic person. When we got married, Dariush was an MA student. My family and I knew he would be successful in a scientific field and this was important to us.
من و خانواده‌ام یه آینده روشنی برای داریوش می‌دیدیم. این خیلی اهمیت داشت برام.
شما یه آهنگ
Play a song for our daughter.
آره.
26 تیر 1379
We got married on July 17th, 2000 after a short acquaintance. Our 11th anniversary was on July 17th, 2011. It was Sunday, the same weekday 11 years ago. Six days later, on Saturday, July 23rd, 2011, Dariush was assassinated.
یه مجله بود که می‌خواستیم بخریم من می‌خواستم بخرم مجله آشپزی بود یه مجله خاص و من هم چند سال اخیر می‌گرفتم یه منو خیلی خوب داشت چون ماه رمضونم نزدیک بود اومد تو ذهنم که برای ماه رمضون از منو افطار این مجله استفاده کنم سال قبلم که گرفته بودم فوق‌العاده راضی بودم ایده‌ای خیلی خوبی داشت به داریوش گفتم گفت باشه کیوسک روزنامه فروشی توی خیابون بنی هاشم نگه داشت گفت هوا گرم شهره نمیخواد پیاده شی خودم میرم پیاده میشم مجله رو میگیرم پیاده شد رفت مجله رو گرفت مجله روی ورق زدم دیدم چیزای خوبی داره ولی اون مجله رو هیچ وقت استفاده نکردم چون بعد از اینکه به سمت داریوش تیراندازی شد و داریوش افتاد سمت من مجله هم از دست من افتاده بود پایین و این مجله مملو از خون شده بود و هیچ وقت به من برگردونده نشد اون مجله
Thank you.
اومدیم سمت خونه، خونه ما انتهای کوچه بود، ما هم از انتهای کوچه وارد شدیم. من یه نفر دم پارکینگ دیدم. نفر اول که دم پارکینگ ما بود اومد جلو چند قدم و دیدم نفر دوم از اون کوچه اومد، کوچه پشتی در اومد بیرون. داریش اومده بود ماشین رو یه جورایی به سمت پارکینگ نگه داشت، چیز کرده بود سر ماشین رو به سمت پارکینگ. من میخواست ریموت رو بزنه. خاطرم هست صدای تق شنیدم. داریش فکر کنم اسلحه رو تو دست اون فرد دیده بود احیاناً و خواست در رو باز کنه. اون در رو بست و شروع کرده تیراندازی. اولین تیر رو به بازوی داریش زد. داریش خودش رو جمع کرد و خم شد. چون این صحنه رو خیلی با خودم مرور میکنم، آرمیتا بالای سر پدرش ایستاده بود. برداشت من اینه که داریوش نخواست تیری به آرمیتا خدای نکرده اصابت بکنه. و تیرهای بعدی به ترتیب به مغزش، به قلبش، روی راستش و آخرین تیر مطمئنم به گردنش. آخرین تیری که بهش اصابت کرده به گردنش اصابت کرد. من سریع داریوش که سمت من افتاد از ماشین اومدم بیرون دنبال کردم. اصلا شاید به ثانیه نرسید. از ماشین اومدم بیرون با این فکر شاید بتونم کاری بکنم یا اینکه یه نشونه‌ای بتونم به دست بیارم از این افراد. یه حالت هول به سمت من تیر شلیک می‌کرد و انگار که نمی‌خواست به من بزنه یا می‌خواست فقط بترسونه. سوزش حس کردم پهلوی چپم و افتادم. وقتی افتادم اینا سریع سوار موتور شدن و دور شدن. من صدای دور شدن موتور رو میشنیدم. همون حین کمک میخواستم از همسایه‌ها، تو رو خدا کمک کنید، یکی بیاد کمک. ولی صدام در نمی اومد، انگار نمیتونستم مثلا نفس بکشم. تمام وجودم استراب و استرس بود. آمبولانس که اومد اول اجازه نمیدادن من سوار شم. بعد یکی از همسایه‌ها اشاره کرد به مانتوی من. مانتوم سوراخ شده بود و خونریزی داشت زخمم، خودشم زخمی شده. اون موقع بود که بهم اجازه دادن منم سوار آمبولانس بشم. خاطرم هست نمیدونم برای چه کاری باید دست داریوش رو روی سینه‌اش نگه می‌داشتن. به من گفتن دست داریوش رو بذارم روی سینه‌اش توی آمبولانس. دستش رو روی سینه‌اش چون بند نمی‌شد، دستاش رو گرفتیم و گذاشتیم. من دستای داریوش خیلی دوست داشتم. دستاش یخ کرده بود. بیمارستان رسالت نزدیکترین بیمارستان بود. ترافیک هم زیاد بود. داریشو بردن اتاق CPR. عصر بود اومد، بعد داداشم رسیده بود اون موقع بیمارستان. گفتم تو رو خدا همسرم زنده میمونه. سرشو انداخت پایین، بعد یه لحظه به من نگاه کرد و سرشو اینجور تکون داد، گفت متاسف. فکر نمی کنم تو زندگیم دیگه قرار باشه سخت‌تر از این، امیدوارم سخت‌تر از اون لحظه برام اتفاق بیفته. تو مدت‌ها کلنجا می‌رفتم، می‌گفتم چرا خودم رو ننداختم رو داریوش؟ موقعی که داشتن تیراندازی میکردن، چرا اون لحظه اول که دیدم چرا به داریوش نگفتم که داریوش برو، اینا اینجا چیکار میکنن، برو نپیچون سمت.
به راه بادیه رفتن به از نشستن باطل، اگر مراد نیابم به قدر وسع بکوشم.
پنج شش سال پیش من در یک کنفرانس علمی،
at a scientific conference around 5 or 6 years ago, we were both looking at a poster quite accidentally. Then I asked him a question and he started talking to me, which took 10 to 15 minutes. This was actually the beginning of our acquaintance. And then I realized what an expert he was, and we talked about that scientific issue with one another. We were in contact for some time before he was martyred. When I began my work in the Atomic Energy Organization, he helped me fulfill my commitments at the university and also complete a number of unfinished projects. He started building power generators and modulators, which supply microwave lamps with power for accelerators. So he took charge of this project of ours.
الان همین جوانایی که در کشورهای اسلامی تحرک پیدا کردن، یکی از مایه‌های دلگرمی اینها پیشرفت‌های جمهوری اسلامی است. جمهوری اسلامی این راه رو باز کرده. این جوان می‌بینه که یه جوان ما سرآمد کار هسته‌ای است و اونقدر کارش مؤثره که پول خرج می‌کنن، برنامه‌ریزی می‌کنن، آدم‌هاشون رو در خطر می‌ندازن برای اینکه ترور کنن.
I, as Mustafa Ahmadi Roshan's wife, have a question for them. We trusted in you, and all of Mustafa's information, like his work address, home address, and commuting details were available to the IAEA. Should our trust be treated this way? Should all this information be leaked to terrorists for them to assassinate my husband? Can you answer this question?
IAEA has some other scheme to protect the information, and I am doing everything to protect the confidential information. The case of assassination that you raised, I feel deep sympathy as a person and as a human being for the widow. But IAEA is not involved in this assassination at all.
Two of our representatives in the Sazami project were assassinated. Dr. Ali Mohammadi and Dr. Shahriari were our scientific representatives in the Sazami project, which is a joint venture in the Middle East. Well, why were these people targeted? Why someone like Mr. Rezai Nejad is targeted? Because they were all graduates of Iranian universities, which is proof of our capability and also shows we can educate experts at such high levels. Therefore, the enemy wants to intimidate our scientists and experts and prevent them from contributing to strategic developments that help us make new nuclear material and meet our industrial needs. We are on the threshold of building accelerators in Iran. We have taken some measures, which will be announced later, and we have plans to develop them. Mr. Rezai Nejad was one of the key contributors to these projects, either at university or at the Atomic Energy Organization.
دانشمندان ما چه گناهی کردند جز تلاش برای سعادت جامعه بشری این شهید علی محمدی شهید شهریاری جز برجسته ترین دانشمندان جهان بودند و بقیه شهید رجای نجات احمدی روشن آقای قشقایی که در خدمت هسته‌ای کشور بود بعد هم با گستاخی اعلام میکنن اینها رو.
And what about Israel? What reaction today?
You know, Diane, we've been looking for responses from Israel all day, and where did we find it? Facebook, with the Israeli Defense Force spokesman saying, I don't know who settled the score with the Iranian scientist, but I am certainly not shedding a tear, not exactly a denial there.
It's clear that it was an outside intelligence agency, and Leon Panetta, our Secretary of Defense, has said he has a pretty good idea of who did it, and I think he was hinting that it was the Israelis. Two plus two is four. Israel feels threatened by Iran. It said it would do anything to protect its country. Unlike the United States, the Mossad does not have a prohibition against assassination. Clearly, they want to be able to react to the Iranian threat in any manner they can, up to and including assassinations.
I wrote a letter to the UN General Secretary Ban Ki-moon based on the resolutions they themselves have adopted against terror and terrorism. I sent the letter to him, but I received no reply. I expected him to at least condemn the assassination of my husband. I see what media outlets do. Media, especially Western media, simply highlight an issue. They pick up their megaphones and turn a simple issue into headlines.
فقط یک موضوع خیلی کوچیک استفاده میکنن تو بوق کردن میکنن اینو. ولی تصور کنید که یک پدر رو
But a father is sprayed with bullets in front of his four-year-old daughter just because he is patriotic and serves his country without having any specific political orientation. It was such a despicable act that even they deny a role in it.
و انقدر این کارشون شرم‌آوره که خودشون میان انکار میکنن حضورشون رو تو این قضیه.
I think it was the U.S. State Department spokesperson who sent condolences to our family, while I know they were involved in the assassination of my husband.
You have to take whatever steps are necessary to break its capacity to have a nuclear weapon.
And it appears obvious to me that the administration is doing little to nothing. Now, I'm hopeful that some of the things we're seeing with respect to the nuclear program that the United States is involved with, which is, on occasion, scientists working on the nuclear program in Iran turn up dead. I think that's a wonderful thing, candidly. I think we should send a very clear message that if you are a scientist from Russia or from North Korea or from Iran and you're going to work on the nuclear program to develop a nuclear bomb from Iran, you are not safe. And if people say, well, you can't go out and assassinate people, well, tell that to Milwaukee. Yeah. Okay? We've done it. We've done it for an American citizen.
I want to categorically deny any United States involvement in any kind of act of violence inside Iran.
Iran just announced that it was hit with a new virus called Dukyu, similar to Stuxnet, which attacked Iran's uranium enrichment facility last year.
Cyber experts say it wouldn't surprise anyone to know the U.S. and Israel were involved.
You would rather see a covert program remain a secret, and the decision to make it public is an interesting one.
When the enemy launches a powerful cyber attack, it really feels great when we repel that attack. Our cyber experts rejoice at blocking any given virus. When your enemy tries to sabotage your industries and bans you from buying what you really need, it in fact provides you with the opportunity to make progress. We don't produce everything inside the country, and it wouldn't be the right thing to do. Well, when they refuse to sell us what should be available to all countries through trade, we'll obtain them through alternative channels, and if that doesn't work, we'll produce them ourselves. Now we can say our nuclear industry is completely indigenous.
Dariush loved Iranian traditional music. He listened to traditional songs a lot and sang them himself often. One of the songs I remember he sang and recorded is the song Az Khune Javanan, Out of the Blood of This Nation's Youth. I think it would be a good idea to listen to it.
جوانان وطن لاله خدا لاله حبیب لاله جانم لاله دمیده وز ماتم سر می قدیشان سر و خدا سر و حبیب سر و خمیده چه بد کرداری چپ چه کج رفتاری چپ سر کین داری چپ نه دین داری نه آیین داری نه آیین داری چپ نه دین داری